Welcome to Red Rock Retirement Radio. Now here's your host, Colin Stauffer.
My name is Colin Stauffer. I'm not only an author, but also a multiple licensed financial advisor, which means when it comes to discussing financial topics, we can cover it all. Now, with that being said, please remember this is just a show, and everything you hear should be considered informational, as in not financial advice. If you want personalized financial advice, then request more from my team by going to www.redrockretirementradio.com. With me in the studio today is my colleague, Colby Chetwin. Thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Glad to be here. How can I maximize tax efficiency in retirement, especially considering potential future changes to tax policy?
Great question. Let's dive into just that. Let's talk about taxes, everyone's favorite topic. Everyone loves talking about taxes, so let's do it now. What's happening now is we're seeing a climate that we really have never seen before, especially for those who are going into retirement now. Things look a lot different than they did for your parents, grandparents, those who came before. What we know right now, there was a tax bill passed back in 2017 by the Trump administration that put our taxes at some of the best tax brackets that I think any of us who are listening have ever seen in the history of our lives. Those taxes expire or sunset at the end of 2025, this year. What that means is that the best tax brackets we've ever seen are potentially going away. Now, what we have heard, and most of us keep up with what's happening in the political climate, is with the current administration, the Trump administration being back, they've talked about extending these tax brackets into the future. Now, I want to put a little speculation in here. Right now, our prediction is that these taxes are probably going to get extended. Could be wrong, but there's a high chance that they're going to get extended, and the Trump administration wants to permanently extend these. What this really tells us is that it buys us an extra 4 to 5 years before we go back into the gray area. What I mean by that is the Trump administration, if they get it passed, that gives us until the end of his term, maybe 1 year after, before a potential new president comes in and changes taxes. It's just how things typically go. We've seen it in the past historically. Taxes change depending on administrations, Senate, House, things get changed. So right now, we've got 1 year. In the summer, we'll know if we have more than just 1 year of the best tax brackets for most of us that we've seen. So that means that future tax rates, they are uncertain. Whether it's a year from now or whether it's 4 or 5 years from now, we just don't know what's going to happen. Now, many experts do believe they will rise. They will rise to cover our growing national debt and entitlement spending. There's a lot that we could dive into with our national debt. We're sitting over $36 trillion in national debt. And that's got to be paid back some way or another. We've got a lot of things happening to try and combat that. Hopefully we can get it solved, because if not, taxes are going to have to go up. Now, in conjunction with this, I like to start talking about what we call RMDs. These are required minimum distributions. This is when the government comes in and tells you have to start taking money out of your 401k and IRA. You have no choice. You've got to start doing it. In my strong opinion here, this is one of the most overlooked portions of financial planning that us as financial advisors overlook. We don't spend enough time talking through required minimum distributions with our clients, with anyone that we can convince to talk to us about them. They are a big deal, but we don't spend enough time on them. Again, the government tells us we have to start taking money out of our 401ks and IRAs. We don't have a choice. This causes a tax bill or a tax implication on you. Without a strategy, most of the time, you end up paying way more taxes than you have to, than is necessary over the course of your retirement. Some people will come in and say, well, the RMD, I'm just going to live off of it. Like, I need the income anyways. I don't care what tax bracket that pushes me into. I need the income. When you need the income, it really matters. However, we can still do some things. We can still do some tax planning in the background of your plan to pay taxes when we want to pay taxes, not when Uncle Sam wants us to pay taxes. So if you're not of RMD age, which for most people listening today is going to be somewhere between 73 and 75 if you're not required to take RMDs or required minimum distributions yet, if you're not on them yet, we can do some planning before you get there. Reduce the RMD. How we do that is we get the money out of the IRA in some form. Now, most of the time, most advisors, hopefully you're talking about this. This is a Roth IRA is typically where we start talking about this topic. We can do Roth conversions. What that means is we take money out of our IRA or 401k, pay taxes, push it into the Roth to never pay taxes on them again. It grows tax-free when we take distributions. It's a tax-free distribution. It reduces the amount of money that's in my IRA and 401k or 403b, which means I have less RMD requirements, and we control what tax bracket we are in. Now, by doing this, we do not have to give up our lifestyle or the amount of money we want to live off of in retirement. If I want to live off of $100,000 each year, for example, I can still live off of $100,000 each year, but I could have my taxes, I could be only paying taxes on, let's say, $50,000 of it, because I'm taking half of my money from a Roth IRA instead of a traditional IRA. Huge win. We just made a huge, huge change in your taxes. When we look at this, this is a delicate play. We've got to be very careful how we do this. We don't want to just jump into, let's just get all our money out of this. Because what happens is when we do Roth conversions, specifically since we're talking about this, the amount that we convert is whatever tax bracket I'm in. So if I want to stay in what's currently the 12% tax bracket, I cannot do more Roth conversions than the top of the 12% tax bracket. If I do any more than that, it pushes me to the next one, which is the 22% tax bracket, which is a huge jump. I think I don't want to pay 10% more on that money. So we don't want to risk paying more taxes and mess up our tax plan if we don't have it very concise, very planned and thorough and meticulous. If your advisor is even talking about Roth conversions, big if there. What's been told for years and years and years is, listen, you know what? You'll be in the lower tax bracket when you're retired. Don't worry about defer taxes, pay them in the future. Retirees pay less in taxes. And by golly, us financial advisors, we have failed you in this advice. Over the last 20, 30 years, we've been telling you the wrong thing. Most of the time when you retire, taxes are higher, not lower. We, a lot of times, pay more taxes in retirement than we thought we would. And that's because we got bad advice for many, many years. We didn't really have a choice in some ways. And we got the tax payout on the front end by contributing to my pre-tax. But then when I take the money out, again, I've got my required minimum distribution, RMD, that forces me to take money out. Uncle Sam forces me to take money out. We typically pay more taxes in retirement. Now, as we keep going here and as we keep talking about taxes here, it's really important to note that what I don't want anyone to walk away with after listening to this is go in and say, hey, he's giving me tax advice. We should do this exactly. No, it really comes down to your personal situation. All I want you guys to walk away with is right now, typically, Uncle Sam's got two hands in your pockets. I just want to get one of his hands out of your pockets. Pay your fair share, no more, no less. A lot of times people come in and say, hey, well, I have a CPA. He's doing my taxes. He's doing everything for me tax-wise. Maybe. But what I find is typically with a tax preparer, a lot of CPAs don't actually strategize with taxes. What they're really trying to do is they're trying to save you the most money they possibly can in that given year. Not a lot of CPAs or tax preparers, and there is a difference between a CPA and a tax preparer, and you should double check who you have. CPAs are amazing. They are great. A lot more of them do pay attention to tax strategy over long-term. Tax preparers typically don't. Again, they just want to get you as much money back as they possibly can in the given year and just put your money through the programs, get the files, get the paperwork filed correctly. What we want to do is we want to save you as much money as we possibly can in 1 year and over the next 10, 20, 30 years as you're in retirement. We don't want to just save taxes on the front end. We want to save them over a long time. What we want to jump into is what should be done. We definitely need to start talking about taxes before you retire, not after. Now, that being said, we can still do a lot of tax planning after you're retired. It is not the end of the world. I've helped a lot of folks to get over that tax hurdle even after they've retired. But if we can help it, we want to start the tax planning in your 50s and 60s. This is so important. If you are not retired, you still have a lot of control over your income levels before you're retired. Now, if you are retired, what we want to look at is, okay, where am I at in my tax bracket? And am I optimizing the tax bracket I'm in? If I keep going down this path, is my required minimum distribution or my lifestyle going to push me into the next tax bracket later when taxes could potentially be higher? Do we get going doing some aggressive tax planning now while we know what taxes are versus later when we don't know what taxes are? Does that mean that we go from the 22 to the 24% tax bracket? I don't know. But if I'm already going to be pushed up to that 24 in a couple of years anyway, that's what we got to evaluate. Now, I haven't even jumped into some of the other implications that come with this. If we do too much and we make too much income, this could affect our Medicare premiums. We're talking about IRMA implications here. That's where the government says, hey, you're making too much money, so we're going to charge you more for your Medicare. This is something that needs to be intertwined with our tax planning because it can be pretty detrimental as well. What we're trying to create here for you is a balance between the three different tax buckets we can utilize: pre-tax, post-tax, and tax-free. Pre-tax, traditional IRA, 401k, haven't paid the taxes yet, gonna pay the taxes when I take them out. Post-tax or after-tax money, I pay taxes on the principal. If I reinvest that money, the growth is potentially taxable to me. It's taxable potentially at short-term or long-term capital gains, depending on how long we hold the asset and what kind of asset we use. And that's important. The types of assets we use have different tax statuses. And each of these buckets, these tax buckets also have some implications there. And then we have tax-free. Again, this is Roth. Typically, we paid the taxes on the front end and never pay tax again. It grows tax-free. Very powerful. But what we want to have is a little bit of money in typically all of these so that we can play the game and take the income we need from each of the buckets to stay in the tax bracket that's most appropriate for you as an individual or as a couple. You're listening to Red Rock Retirement Radio.
Now that's all the time we've got for today's show. If you enjoyed the show, consider subscribing to wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Red Rock Retirement Radio. Discover if your portfolio is built to weather flat market cycles, or if you're missing tax minimization opportunities that you may not even know exist. Explore strategies that may be able to help you lower your overall risk while potentially increasing your overall growth and lifestyle flexibility. Just go to www.redrockretirement.com today to learn more and get started.